Bruno, are you? You said recent birthday. Are you a Taurus?
Yeah, last day, May 19th. Yes, sir.
That is why you and I get along.
There it is, Fitz. Taurus the fool. Because
Taurus people, they are the Al Cowlings of everybody in their life. They will be there under any circumstance. Oh,
my. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, C!
You guys also share Pollyannish view of the Golden State Warriors.
That's
something you have in common.
No, that Jimmy Butler trade, people think I'm mad at him. I'm not. That was everything. We got action. It's just, can we remain healthy? And let's be honest.
Let me ask
young
you
guys get hurt too, Steiny.
But
Wimby, things, fluke stuff happens.
Yeah, that was it's all fluke with the Warriors. What if I were here to tell you, Guru, I can guarantee you they're not going to be able to make it through the postseason next year.
I would take that bet because we got one with the Knicks. It's hemorrhaging.
Oh,
but
that's right.
Something happened real quick last night since we're talking about the Warriors and the Phoenix. I know what you're going to say.
Oh, here we go.
But there was a guy named Tyrese Halliburton.
What about
last night? Triple-double, 32, 12, and 15. This was shocked me. No turnovers, zero. Warriors could have had him.
Yeah, so could 10 other
teams. Who cares?
Why did he fall to 13 or 12? Anybody know that?
Do you think if they knew he would have been this, they would have drafted him?
Of course.
Been like, aha,
well, let me ask
all
you
the
this.
Other ones. We're not in those cities. We're in this.
Okay, do you blame 31 teams for not drafting Draymond Green? I mean, every team could have had him.
Now, blame is strong.
Well,
I give the Warriors the Jedi of knowing and going to the lab and doing their due diligence, just like Kyle Shanahan did with Debo. I don't think Debo would have been Debo in other places. Well, that one didn't work. I'm talking about Debo. Dude, Tyrese could have been in the Warrior uniform. What about him?
He was a second-round pick. Everybody could have had him.
For each city and their guru there to say it to a mic, boy, we missed. I think that's fair now. Tyrese is a baller. I'm just saying, Steiny. I don't live my life on, the neighbors didn't do this. Did you buy the kids Girl Scout cookies? I don't care who did and who didn't. Did you? We missed on Halliburton.
No, we didn't. You didn't miss on him.
Oh, man.
He was never in the picture.
We missed on LaMelo Ball. You put him in this system with structure?
Ooh, there'd be a defensive juggernaut with him. Could you imagine LaMelo Ball and Steph just getting after it in the backcourt? Just shutting down other teams' guards?
I like talent. I don't know about you.
No, I know you do.
And that's why you got to fix committee. Hey, Fitz said something, too. It kind of was Kerr-like. He said, Jonathan has to accept. And that's where I think the disconnect is, Steiny.
Well,
or is he capable?
That was obvious.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was thinking something else. It wasn't a bad answer. But it's all on the young fella, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Warrior fan and you heard the way Fitz was talking about Kuminga, you'd probably be like, oh, no.
Yes. You're right, man.
But let's go to let's start it to Alex in Hayward.
The Stack.
What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
Good. So thanks for taking my call. First off, and if I may, I want to start off with an analogy because we all probably could relate to this.
I love analogies.
Remember back in the day, we had a girlfriend and she was looking pretty good. But we just thought we could do better and, you know, maybe we would move on from her. And we decided to do that. And then 30 days later, we saw her with somebody else. And maybe she cut her hair. She fixed her stuff up a little bit. Maybe lost a little weight. And you're saying, that was mine. I had that, right? Well, the boyfriend, that's Steve Kerr. And the girls, that's the young team we have right now. So I like where we're at as far as the team. It's just we really think we got to rethink about the way we coach and manage this team. Because I agree with Fillmore and Mike. We got some players. Your job as a coach is to develop those players. And sometimes we think about how we did things back in the day and we got to change the way we think. We have to move with times. We have to adapt. And Steve Kerr is a good coach. I'm not saying he's not. But he has to adapt. He has to learn it. Sometimes his way of thinking and the system he may be used to doing or dealing with is not working anymore, so you have to adapt. We got the pieces, guys. I think we have the players in place. we just have to coach them in a way. So they were doing well for a period of time until we got to the playoffs. That inexperience showed up. So we just need to find a way to manage these guys, Kuminga included, because I think that's the key to our success, and get these guys on the right track. I think we have all the pieces we need.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call, Alex. Good. This is from the 510. I mean, and I kind of agree. I don't disagree with it. You draft Halliburton. How's he getting on the court?
You find a way, Stein.
Well, that's what we said about Kuminga. And they couldn't find
his background and Kuminga's background are totally different.
Again,
if that matters.
So you had Clay and Steph.
Yeah.
What we know about Kerr, he probably wouldn't have played him very much.
I just think my guy would have been averaging 13 assists a game if he's running point, passing to those two.
But how would he have gotten on the court as a rookie?
Same way. Well, I don't want to say this. Pods figured it out.
Well, that's true.
Just real quick, back to Halliburton, Steiny. Are you shocked at how his development is coming along? I'm not calling him a superstar or anything like that.
I would.
Oh.
I think he's a superstar.
Boy.
I mean, they're one game from making the NBA Finals.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's the best player by far on that. Well, he's the best player on that team.
He called Sue Bird to figure out and pick her brain about when to score and when to distribute. I think he's figured it out.
Most great players do that. They're not like you, and they just say, hey, let's see if we can squeeze off 29.
Well, I'm not a great player. Never been.
Well, maybe Jimmy Butler should have called Sue Bird. Find out when to score, when to pass.
I was
going to
ask about Jimmy. I'm okay now. He was hurt.
Let's go to Khalil.
Our man.
In Oakland. What's up, Khalil? How you doing, man?
Hi, good. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. You know, I hear like, Kuminga doesn't fit in with Jimmy and this and that. It's the coaching. You know what? The third last game of the regular season, it was the third quarter, and you could go back, watch that. You know who was in that lineup? Kuminga, Butler, and Gui Santos, and I believe Buddy Hield.
Mm.
Butler was dishing it. Kuminga was dunking. Gui Santos was doing layups. They took the lead. They were down in the during halftime. During the third quarter, Steve Kerr played them. They came back. They brought them back. I think they went as far as 10 points ahead. But, you know, to me, it's like it's the coaching. You know, like Steve Kerr reminds me, he's stuck kind of like, you know, when Don Nelson became stubborn. You know,
he didn't change
his ways.
Chris
I heard Steve Kerr, he didn't play. He played like Josh Hart at forward, a power forward or center in the Olympics or so, or one of the international games. So, I don't know. But I think the Warriors will regret if they trade Kuminga. Unless you're getting a Giannis, then, hey, I'm all for that, you know?
Yeah, appreciate the call, Khalil.
Yeah, Steiny,
what?
The onus is on Kuminga, it sounds like. And, again, I keep piggybacking off of Fitz, who joined us at at 11 on right now, the job description is to do these other things. And right now, I don't know if Kuminga's willing to accept. So we'll see what happens.
All right. So here's how we started the show today. If you're just joining us, we're just 3 years ago, the Warriors won a title. 2022.
Damn.
Surprise title. I think we can all agree on that. Then when they won the title, they doubled down and ran it back, and it started rotation toward moving away from their young players. They drafted Wiseman in 20. They drafted Kuminga and Moody in 21. They win a title in 22, and in 2022, after they win the title, they say, we're going to win another one now. And that is what put Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody, to my way of thinking, on the back burner. And
so it had nothing to do with those guys maybe not showing the most when they got opportunities?
I don't know if it's – I don't think they were going to get opportunities because of the situation the Warriors made clear that they were operating under.
Mm.
The Golden State Warriors said everything and anything for Steph, try to get his fifth. We're gonna do everything we can to win a title. Well, guess what? That's gonna hurt Kuminga, Moody, and Wiseman. And I don't know if Wiseman could have ever played in this league.
Well, he's still in the league, but I hear you.
So the, you know, and all I'm saying is now it's 3 years later, and the Warriors still are talking about winning a title. And if they're still talking about winning a title, then that doesn't bode well for Kuminga and his future. And I'm kind of with you, Goo. There were some things that Bob Fitzgerald said that I think is a window into the organization. No, no, and one was when he talked about Kuminga's shot profile.
Yeah.
And the reality of the situation is Kuminga's field goal percentage dropped, his three-point percentage dropped, and his free throw percentage dropped. And when Fitz talks about, man, could you imagine what kind of rebounder he would be? He's telling you what the coaches want him to be, at least at this point.
But I wonder why that part of his game has not clicked. I keep going to that Laker game, the Thursday night, you know, sort of at the end of the season in L.A. on TNT, and the Warriors won with Luka and LeBron. He was just soaring through the air, Stani. Like,
right. He does that once every few games. Man. He just does. And most of the time, he apparently doesn't rebound enough for Steve Kerr. And other times, he doesn't defend enough. But the question I asked at the beginning at 888-957-9570 is 3 years removed from the last title, and how are you feeling right now about where the Golden State Warriors are? They were eliminated in the Western Conference semifinals. They had a great second half of the season with Jimmy Butler. They have Draymond, Butler, and Curry under contract for two more years. Is that a good thing? Or is it a dangerous thing? And do you like where the Warriors are at right now? Or where they're at right now, are you okay with? And to my way of thinking, I'm not crazy about where they are because of their age. And the fact that their three most important players are their three oldest players. And I just don't know any way to get around that. 888-957-9570.
Now, Stani, hey, and I get it. But in my world, living that 25 and 26 or 26 and 27 before the Butler trade, what did I tell you? And I got to stand on it. I really have to stand on it. I am excited about the future of this team and the possible moves around the edges. So I got to default back to that. Because I said it to you. You remember. So I don't know how they're going to do it. They have to. And it's like a loaf of Wonder Bread, Stoudy. They got to stay fresh. The core guys, they got to stay fresh to where, you know, 23-8 expanded over 82 is, you know, keeps you out the box. And you go in the playoffs and hopefully you can make some noise. That's what it is. Because it's not the opponents. It's not OKC. Stani, it's mother or father time now because of this injury to Steph for me.
Yeah, I just
and those people are undefeated.
Exactly.
Well, except LeBron and
haven't
Curry.
Hasn't father time kicked your ass the last 3 years?
Well, it didn't in 2022.
No, the last 3 years, father time's kicked your ass. You ran out of gas against the Lakers. Yeah. You didn't make the postseason last year. Yeah. And this year, Steph got hurt, Butler wore down, and Draymond wasn't the player he was in the regular
season. I'm going to say this to that, Stani, and I'm not trying to be a comedian. I couldn't do it. Father Time didn't kick the Warriors' ass when they lost to the Lakers. Draymond Green kicked Poole's ass with that hit, and that just threw the season. It's just amazing that they were able to even qualify for the playoffs. So I'll leave that there. But, man, Stani, when you win a title that basically came out of nowhere, I'm okay a season or two.
What's three?
Well, Curry got hurt.
When?
This year. 23, 24 last year. They lost to the Kings. And
well,
I know this sounds crazy real quick, Stani. I feel good about what we got now.
You can if you want.
But that hammy blew. The transmission went out.
Right, and he's going to be older next year. I think it's a little unfair to put it all on the Draymond punch. They had a game 7 against the Sacramento Kings, and the situation was what it was, and Steph Curry got on the bus and said, if you don't want to come, you know, if you don't want to play, don't even get on the bus. He proceeds to score 50 in a game 7, and then they have to play the Lakers 2 days later, and I thought they ran out of gas.
But can I do the same analogy with the Rockets when they're up 3-1? Had they handled business and closed it out? Maybe Curry's not playing 46 and 41 minutes back-to-back?
Yeah, of course.
But you can't.
You can, and that's what it sounds like you're okay doing, and that's where I just I can't, like,
I hear
it's
you,
run
man.
It back. Yeah. That's what we're looking at, I think. Run it back. Because if you're telling me you're going with Curry and Butler and Draymond, well, then all you can really do is tweak.
Okay.
Right?
But do you really need to do more than that? Because Draymond was a top 3 DPOY finalist. If just that, those are facts. Curry was second team all NBA. Outside of the birth certificate and Jimmy, what do you really want? Like, what do we really need? We don't need a heart transplant. We need a manicure. You know what I mean? The stuff that championship teams need, the Warriors have, I believe.
Yeah.
It's around the edges.
415, Curry, and this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
This is where we just, I don't know. Curry, Jimmy, and Dre are too old to withstand a full NBA season and then be successful in the playoffs.
I hope that's wrong. Yeah,
I believe that. I mean, I just believe that. And
it's what they're facing right now.
Well, and here's the other thing. And this is the part that nobody wants to put into the equation. Okay, so in 2022, 3 long years ago, you won a title. Okay, you won a title behind Klay, Steph, and Draymond.
And Jordan Poole.
Can we tell it like it is? This is 3 years ago. Why do you think they were able to be strong in the postseason? Because I'll tell you why I think they were. Klay played 32 games that year.
Came back in January.
He missed the first 50 games. He comes back in January. He doesn't play a full season. Steph Curry misses the final 11 games of the year. He misses the last month before the playoffs, so he goes into the postseason with a 4 to 5 week rest. Draymond Green that year missed a ton of games, I want to say at least 30, because he got hurt and missed a chunk of the second half of the season. So why wouldn't Warrior fans factor in and say something like, damn, I mean, 3 years ago we won a title, but look at how much rest these guys got during the season, and look at how it kind of fell into place with Klay coming back for 30 games, and like, there's no doubt, right, that helped the Warriors win it all, that their veterans were fresh, and now here it is 3 years later, and we're trying to figure out a way that they can play the whole season, or at least 65 games or so, finish with a high enough seed to be a factor, and then get into the postseason and make a run.
No, I feel like what you're putting down.
To me, it feels impossible.
But the 1/3 of the big three had a rest, and that was Jimmy. And outside of him falling down and remaining upright, he still was able to play. Again, Stoney, you can't control what Father Time's going to do. You can assume, but if I'm the Warriors and they run this bad boy back, and let's just say they make minimal moves, I'm going to be excited about next year. I think 23-80, expanding on an 82-game season, we would have action and damn sure wouldn't be a play-in team. But I can't predict the future or injuries. But then if you tell me, okay, they give injuries, not that, you know, one of them get hurt, then I'm like, oh, boy. But ask who you are and what risk that you run when you got it set up the way it's set up right now.
5-1-0, but Steiny, why couldn't they rest again? The key is to have a good start to the season. Well, first of all, remember, they started 18-2 that year. Incredible. Then they were 31-9 at one point that year. And that's the point, 5-1-0. Why couldn't you rest them again? You can't rest them because you're only going to win 45 games. And then you're going to go into the postseason as a play-in team. Like, if like honest to goodness, if I'm Mike Dunleavy, I cannot under any circumstances. Like, I see how you're looking at it. What if they stay healthy? Yeah. If I'm Mike Dunleavy, I assume they can't stay healthy. Like, I have to factor that in.
So that's
that
why they I'm not letting Jonathan Kuminga go anywhere.
Well, that's fair.
That's my Geico right there, and for the future seasons.
That's fair.
But how has that worked in regard to getting him up and running? And but we kind of see it when Wiggins went on a sabbatical a couple years ago. Kuminga took off.
I mean,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? He showed something. He held it down.
Like, the one thing I want to make clear with Kuminga, and the way, like, if I don't, I would not move Kuminga for an old guy. And I'll just
you
put
just
it at
would
that.
Not do that.
No. No. For like who? Brooke Lopez?
Another Buddy Hield type, but a big version. No. You know, nobody that could just.
I wouldn't.
Vucevic?
But no, I would not do that. I would not give up Kuminga for Vucevic. I just wouldn't. But but that doesn't mean I want to build around Kuminga. Like, I do not think
he's good
enough. Then you got
to do something,
Steiny. Sign him, and he's on the team for the next 4 years. Get him at a fair price, and he's a piece. He's not a cornerstone. He's a piece. And if he develops into a cornerstone, well, then great. Then he becomes a cornerstone. But, like, it's not, to me, I think some people look at it as get rid of him or build around him. I'm not building around Kuminga. I don't think he's good enough to build around. But I do want to keep him in my organization.
No, the pick is a miss, though, this Donnie, if you drafted him as high as you did.
And did what?
And this is what you label him as a piece, never could be a cornerstone. I mean, that's not ideal for me when I draft Kuminga where we drafted him, and that's what he's going to end up being.
Well, when I say piece, I mean he's a piece of a championship team. I think he could be a piece, but no, do I think he can be the best player or the second best player? Not right now, but that's why I want to keep Kuminga in the fold.
What about somebody like Derek White? If somehow you could get a guy like that, oh my God, Steiny!
What do you like when you say "Oh my God"? I feel like you're dismissing
the ball up, play some D, shoot threes, make big shots. Curry gets down; he could be Curry. You know, that's too much. Just a guy that is comfortable in his skin of getting buckets and not getting you beat, and just being a jack of all trades, a master of none. That Fillmore, Mike, and the caller before him are right. We got and Jonathan Sefer. We got too many one trick ponies, Steiny, and we're losing too many races when Steph is out.
That's right. And when are we going to acknowledge that? Like, in a way. 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you guys at with the Golden State Warriors right now? How you feeling about where this team is right now? Western Conference Finals going on, Eastern Conference Finals going on. Warriors eliminated in the semifinals. You happy with where they're at right now? Where are they at right now? That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.